Okay, we left off last week with a unique Shittas HaRambam. It's actually unique on multiple levels, where the Rambam paskins the halacha. That's not the unique part, but the Rambam paskins the halacha like Gavach Bei Dravika, the Midarais Echad Nami Kosher. But for hodos, for avos, for non-exiles, for chavolos, just loans and those kinds of stuff. So all you need is one dayan. That's what Gavach Bei Dravika says, but the Rambam seems to say that dayan has to be a samuch. That was already a big chiddush. Most of Shem didn't say that. The dayan has to be a samuch. And number two, the Rambam says that dayan is not a beis din. He's a yochid. He's an echad yochid. That's it. He's a one person. A beis din is nisht. What's the difference whether you're a beis din or not a beis din? So the Rambam gave you a few nafkaminas. The Rambam says that a hodah b'fonav doesn't work. If a person comes in front of that one dayan and says, I broke a window, he can backpedal from that tomorrow. It's not called a hodah bal din unless it takes place in the presence of a beis din. So that's already quite a statement of the Rambam, that a yochid can be dan, but he's not a dayan. Is that true? So we saw a Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah at the end of the shiur last week that seemed to throw out the question that. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah had a havamina that you can have Kiddush HaChodesh be yochid. You don't even need three dayan for Kiddush HaChodesh. In the end, the Gemara backpedaled. In the end, the Gemara said it's not true. The Gemara quoted a apostle. Lamaisa, you do need three dayan. But at one stage, the Gemara was contemplating that one dayan is good enough, similar to Hodos V'Avos. So I don't understand. What did Kiddush HaChodesh look like in the presence of one dayan? What, there were no Edom? There was no Chaval Seidus? It's ridiculous. How can you have a Kiddush HaChodesh without Edom? So the Edom come, they see the new moon, they run to the one dayan, and they give their Edus. So wait, if the Rambam's right, that one dayan is not a dayan, it's not a Beis Din, doesn't Kabbalah's Edus require Beis Din? That's like a given. That's like a no-brainer. Of course you require a Beis Din for Kabbalah's Edus. So if the Rambam's right that the Yochid who's Dan is Nishka Beis Din, how could the Gemara even dream of having Kabbalah's Edus befun of? That was the question we left off with last week. So there is a fascinating Machlekes HaRishonim that may shed some light on this. I sent it, I think, still from last week's Mekomos. It's a Ramban on the Torah. Ramban quotes a fascinating Machlekes that he had with Rav Sadia Gaon about how to interpret a pshat in a Pasuk Chumash. Literally a pshuto shel mikra, a Pasuk Chumash. And based on this Machlekes, we may have a whole new way of looking, analyzing this Rambam. The Pasuk, you have from last week from the Ramban?
Yeah.
The Rishon are commenting on the phrase, Apishnai Medim or Shlosha Edim. A very, very famous question that Chazal already raised. If we already know two Edim are good enough, why don't we need three Edim for? So the Tarsha has a lot of answers to that question. But both the Ramban and Rav Sadia Gaon suggest Lefi Derech HaPshat in Mikra Yosef Pshuto, that there may be a pshat in the Pasuk that, believe it or not, may have halachic ramifications to it. So in addition to all the drushes, all the Tarsha Pez, the Mishnah Makas, and the Sugyas Makas, about Nimtzeh Karva Pasuk, all the Sugyas, there's something else necessary to be derived a piderach pshat, which will have a ramification in the halachas. So let's take a look at it's the fifth line into that Ramban. Al derech, you may have a different. I'm not sure whether I made the copy from the Mikros Gedolos from the Kisra. I'm not sure whether it's al derech pshat. I don't know which line it is in your Rambans.
In the seventh line.
Al derech pshat. Amar Gon Rav Sadia. Shnayim edim. O shlosha mekable edus hashnayim. Says Rav Sadia Gaon, when the Torah says two or three, what it means is the process of edus will be accomplished by two and three. Two will be the edim, and three will be who, Rabbi say? The Beis Din. The mekable edus hashnayim. So, okay, hold on. Okay. So says the ain the cost of Kabbalah's Edus Rak Edim. So he says, wait a second. That's not what the pasuk says. About Kibidumali Shatah Hagon Bidinai. Says the Rabban, putting aside the textual problems with Rav Sadia Gaon's pshat, he says he thinks the din that Rav Sadia Gaon said is not correct. Why? Ki Edus did in the fashos. This pasuk is talking about the fashos, talking about Ovid of Edazora. Edus din nefashos, so sekubo rak b'feis ad hedin shal esem u'shloisha. Says Ramban, pashat the din is wrong. You can't have a basis of three being makabal the edus for din nefashos and a basis of 23. So the Ramban outright rejects the pshat of Rav Sadia Gaon. So what is the pshuta shal mikra? So listen to what Ramban says. Pshuta shal mikra loymar, If all you have are two Eidim, so that's good enough. Or Pishloshim Yimtum Sham Shlosha, Yomra Kosov Kashahuga Lukhav Shamata, Tidro Shadover Hetev, Apikola Eidim and Sham Sham. The Ramban says the Pshuta Shemitra means if there are more Eidim, bring them in also. Don't suffice with two Eidim. Two Eidim is Abidiyev, two Eidim is Shasachat. You have nothing more to go on, two Eidim is enough. But the more the merrier. That's a chiddush on a level of their eyes of this Ramban. I thought, there are two Eidim, what, I go look for more Eidim? No, says Ramban, yeah, you gotta go look for more Eidim. You have to be mevarer the Eidus as best as you can, even if it means bringing more and more and more witnesses, if they are feasible, if they are around.
Which may be the emes.
That's what the Ramban is saying. That'll be, if it turns out that you have two Eidim say one way and then it's more Eidim going to say a different way, it's going to turn out there's the latest asafik, so we'd rather acquit. We don't want to convict.
Yeah, because the one Eid doesn't know.
Right, that's right. You're risking it. You're right, 100%. You're risking potentially acquitting the person, but unnecessarily, but it's a better chance that to convict the person Shalokya did. That's what the Ramban is saying. Yizbar ha-emes. So I don't want to focus on this Ramban right now. It's a loaded Ramban. There are ramifications of this Ramban, Lalach, but nothing now. I want to focus on what Rav Saad Yigon said, what the Ramban claims was a mistake that Rav Saad Yigon said. Rav Saad Yigon did make a mistake. What did Rav Saad Yigon mean? The tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Rav Saad Yigon said. Rabbi Say, we know that Kabbalah's Eidus requires a Beis Din. There's no question about that. But I want to raise the following chakira about the nature of the halacha that Kabbalah's Eidus requires a Beis Din. Does Kabbalah's Eidus require a Beis Din because Kabbalah's Eidus proper needs a Beis Din? That's one of the halachas of Beis Din is, you need a chalitza for a Beis Din, you need a taras tadar for a Beis Din, you need a dintar for a Kabbalah's Eidus requires Beis Din. Is that the pshat? Or Kabbalah's Eidus doesn't require Beis Din. There's no halacha that Kabbalah's Eidus requires Beis Din. Kabbalah's Eidus is the beginning of the case. So if the case requires a Beis Din, so for shteitzah, Kabbalah's Eidus is part of that case. It's not an independent halacha that Kabbalah's Eidus needs a Beis Din. Kabbalah's Eidus is the haschalas, the tchilas hadin. So if the din requires a Beis Din, so this is part of the din. So for shteitzah, it needs a Beis Din. So my nafkumina, it's like semantics, my nafkumina. I'll give you nafkumina. What if you have a kind of a din Torah that this particular din Torah requires a very, very large amount of dayanim to be a kosher Beis Din for this din, such as din nefashis? If you hold that Kabbalah's Eidus requires Beis Din because it's part of the case, so then the mispar ha-dayanim, the quantity of dayanim that's necessary to judge the case, are necessary for the Kabbalah's Eidus of that case. But if you tell me that Kabbalah's Eidus does not require a Beis Din because it's a tchilas ha-din, it requires a Beis Din because kach nemar halacha, Kabbalah's Eidus is a Beis Din domain, v'shteit, where does it say that you need a Beis Din of 23 for Kabbalah's Eidus of din nefashos? Where does it say that? You could conceive of having a b'yaitzi the din of Kabbalah's Eidus for having a Beis Din by having three b'dayanim there, and now when it comes to judging the details of the case, I'm not going to put the guy to death until we have a Beis Din of 23. So can you split between the Kabbalah's Eidus and the Din proper? So if you hold that Kabbalah's Eidus doesn't independently require Beis Din, it only needs Beis Din because it's piggybacking on the back of the Din, so then obviously it's going to be subject to the same halachas as the Din itself. But if you hold that Kabbalah's Eidus is not piggyback, it's not part of the Din itself, the Gzeres HaKosov of 23 was set on the Din proper. The Kabbalah's Eidus is the prerequisite to the Din. It's not the Psach of the Beis Din. The Psach of Beis Din needs 23. Kabbalah's Eidus doesn't need 23. Kabbalah's Eidus needs a Beis Din. What's the bare bone minimum of a Beis Din? Three dayonim.
How do you get to Psach? Yes, that's
it.
Hakira with the
Eidus. I had an absolute kosher Drisha Hakira by three dayonim. So I had a Kabbalah's Eidus. Now the Beis Din of 23 is aware of the fact. The Umdush the Anashim Shalhem Arivafneh Hashem. That teaches me that Eidus has to be presented in Beis Din. What's called the Beis Din? Three Dayanim. It doesn't. The Din of 23 is necessary to mete out the Din of Din Nefashos requires 23. We state that the Beis Din of Kabbalah's Eidus has to be the same number as the Beis Din of the Din proper. You know why everyone's thinking that you've been so convinced by the Ramban, you're not even giving Rav Saad Yigon a chance.
You know, it's a good thought because
Let's say you have an atheist. Let's say I'm based on a 23, and then one falls out. They have to replace them. So he wasn't there during the chakira either.
So that, according to some, you'd have to redo it. Right. According to the Ramban, you may have to redo it. But again, it's an independent question. I want to know. This din, Kabbalah's Eidos needs Beis Din. That everyone agrees with. Amdus Hashem, Rav Hashem, Hashem. Does that mean you need the Beis Din of that case? Or does that mean it's an independent requirement of Kabbalah's Eidos?
How do they know the facts? How do they know what happened? You need to come and give testimony in front of the three.
And then 20
other people joined in.
Joined in, and the three, it was a subcommittee. Like all good meetings take place as a subcommittee is appointed. Everybody knows you go to a meeting. The best way to know that nothing came out of the meeting, if at the end of the meeting you appoint a subcommittee to chair the next meeting, then you know for a fact what's going to happen. So, but that's what happened there. There was three out of the dayanim are appointed to be the mekabel eidos and report back to the Beis Din of the other 20. According to some Mishnah, that's good. That's what Sadi Gon said. Sadi Gon says that is the ultimate pshat in the Pesukim and Chumash. Apishnayim Eidim, or Shlosha Eidim, two Eidim for the Eidus proper, three Eidim / Dayanim for the Kabbalah's Eidus, either Ramban Shrine Chai Bekayim, what do you mean? This is Din Nefashos? Says Rav Sadi Gon, who cares? So what is Din Nefashos? Din Nefashos requires 23, but Kabbalah's Eidus doesn't require 23. Why did the Ramban say Toh? The Ramban says a very stark word, Kemedumun Shetoh HaGoyim B'dinoi. The Ramban says Rav Sadi Gon, Poshet made a mistake.
According to that shot, though, the
pasuk
isn't written properly.
Yeah, the textual of the pasuk is still a problem. Yeah, 100%. I'm not defending the text. You're 100%. I'm just focusing on the halachic argument the Ramban has against Rav Sadi Gon. So the Ramban was so convinced Rav Sadi Gon was Tobedino, because the Ramban understood that no. Kabbalah's Eidos is part of that din. So whatever that din needs, that's what Kabbalah's Eidos needs. So everybody say, I want to take this Bechorik of Sadi Gon and Ramban and flip it around and eventually come back, circle back to the Rambam. Who's the Machba, who's the Mekel? Who has a higher standard? In this particular discussion, who has the higher standard, obviously? Ramban. Ramban says, need 23 cycles and it's 3, so obviously he's the Machba. What if I flip it around and I say, I have a Din Torah, a specific kind of a Din Torah, catch this one. We can issue a psach with one person, but that one person is not a Beis Din. Who's talking? The Rambam. Can that one person be Bekabel Eidos or not? So if you hold, like the Ramban, what is the Mechayev? What's the engine that's driving Kabbalah's Eidos? What do you have to decide when you have a Kabbalah's Eidos? Is this individual, this group of individuals, Roy Lekach to Paschal, this Shaila? So the Ramban in this sugya in Pesukim and Chumash was the Machmer. He said, if it's Din Nefashos, so you need 23 for the Din, you need 23 for the Kabbalah Seidus. But in the case of Chadnami Kosher, if one is good enough to judge the case, I is not a Beis Din, so what? According to Ramban, there's no requirement independently of a Beis Din necessary for Kabbalah Seidus. The Din is that you who can judge the case, you number, quantity, quality of the Yarn, whoever can judge the case, is necessary to be Kabbalah Seidus. And therefore, if one's good for the case, then one's good for the Kabbalah's Eidos. And who would scream and say, no, it's not true? You need a Beis Din. Who would say that? Rav Sadi Gon. Rav Sadi Gon says an independent Elohim Beis Din. Beis Din is 3. Less than 3 is Nishkan Beis Din. So Rav Beisai, L'chori, that's the answer to the Shittas Rambam from Kiddush HaChodesh. What did the Gemara say in Masechet Rosh Hashanah? Havamina. It's all Havamina. Spent 20 minutes on a Havamina. A Havamina that maybe one dying can do Kiddush HaChodesh. Ken Zayin. So frek dechwarim, frek dechaznish, frek bol dechwarim. What do you mean? According to the Rambam, he's not a Beis Din. The answer is, you're right. He's not a Beis Din. So what? If the Ramban is right, like he most probably is, most of the Rishonim hold like the Ramban, if the Ramban is right, that you don't really need a Beis Din for Kabbalah's Eidos. You need anyone who's royal lekach to judge that particular case. So al hatzad of the havamina, that one dying is good to do Kiddush HaChodesh, that same non-dying entity can do Kabbalah's Eidos as well. So, beer, Tosefta's beer in the Shittas Rambam from last week. So, by say, according to Rav Sadi Gon, he's going to say that there's the bare bone definition of Beis Din is 3. He would say you need 2 Eidim and 3 Dayanim. That's the Tzur of Kabbalah's Eidos for Bamanus, for Nefasha. You name the Din Torah, unless you have a Din Torah, the Chana Mikasha. Rabbi Say, I want to now go back to our main sugya. The main thrust of our sugya, and that was what exactly Rav Acha Bar Rav Hika meant when he said, "Midaraisa chad nami kosher, betzedek tishpara misecha." So he was clearly addressing quantity of dayanim. One is good, not three. Was he also saying anything about quality of dayanim? So we saw last week that the Rambam had this unique shita. Samoch, it's got a smich. Without smich, we can't even talk about it. Where in the world did the Rambam get this from? Take a look at the Gemara and see where in the Gemara did the Rambam see any remez in the Gemara proper for anything of this nature. Let's think, go back to that Gemara, back inside of the Gemara and Aleph. Let's read Rav Acha Bar Rav Hika very carefully and give him an Aleph. Give him an Aleph. Give him an Aleph today. The first one in the line is Chanina. Rav Acha Bar Rav Hika Omar, Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher, Shinemba Betzedek Tishpar Amisecha. So why did they do away with one? What was wrong with the world of one? Al Mishum, Yoshvei Kronos. They were afraid. If you're going to let any, not Tom, Dick, and Harry, but any Tom, Dick, or Harry, go ahead, any guy off the street's going to go ahead and be a Dayan, he's going to be Yeshvi Kronos. What do Yeshvi Kronos, everybody say? Guys will hang out on the corner. Whenever we get to any Gemara, when I say Yeshvi Kronos, I always tell the guys, listen, go out of, walk out of the building, go to the corner of 185th and Audubon Avenue, and you want to see Yeshvi Kronos. Guys sitting around playing cards, playing, Yeshvi Kronos. So comes the Gemara and says, Mishum Yeshve Kronos, we're afraid if you're going to let one Dayan be the Dayan, so you never know, you can end up with one guy who doesn't know anything. And that's not going to be very good. So he asks the Gemara, Atu betlosa milohava Yeshve Kronos? I understand. And what did you gain by making three? So you're going to hope, and what are the three? Are Tom, Dick, and Harry? They're all Yeshve Kronos. So how do you know? What did Maya handle the Rabbanim? And for the Gemara, he evshur the leis muchad de gomir. It's not shayach, it's impossible. If you have three people, one of them's going to know Gomir. He's going to know the din. Now, how much is he going to know Chashmish B'Kol? So Rashi already is sensitive to this. And Rashi says that he may not know everything. Rashi says, but Sheshaba Mechachamu Midayanim Hilchas Din Milva. He heard a Kaifer B'Kol. He heard a Maidu Mitzvah. He heard a little bit about Shibud. You know, Amol, he went to a Shia once in a while, a little dafyon here and there. He probably knows a little bit something. So he's not an absolute I'm an artist of Cholodeus. You know something. That's a Rashi sizes up the Gemara. Rabbi say, can anyone even dream how the Rambam read this Gemara? You take three guys off the street, and the odds are that one of them has smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. It should be from Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, I don't want to insult anybody here. We have eight people sitting in this room. And none of us, to the best of my knowledge, myself included, has smicha for Ishvi Fisha Moshe Rabbeinu. And not only because we live in a time where there is no smicha. Back in the days of Chazal also, the odds that every third guy in the street was so, wow, Ashreichem Tamir Chachamim, that would be the statistics. I don't think those were the statistics. So what's he worth over? How do I read this Gemara B'chol? The Mamash doesn't read. So there's no question that the Rambam had a very, very different way of reading these two, three lines of the Gemara. And we'll get a little bit of a glimpse for how the Rambam read this Gemara through the eyes of Rabbeinu Chananel. Very often, if you want to understand the Rambam's reading of Gemara, very often it's better to read, like you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, look at the Shulchan. The Rambam was much closer than to the Masoreh of Rashi and Tosfos. It was a little bit of a different nuance. So you more often than not, you can get a glimpse into the Rambam if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel rather than looking at Rashi. So Rabbeinu Chananel, it's small print. Those who have been training their eyes in the rushes and Nazir can practice them this also. So it's Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara. Those were on their phones, forget it. I don't know how you even be able to. What? You need a lot for this. So it's about 10 lines from the bottom of Achabedim of Ika Amma, Midaraisa Filu Chadami Kosher, Shenem of Tzek Tishroi Secha. Umishum Shochne Medinos. She'ein v'hem mumchin hiskinu gimel. First of all, all of a sudden, Yoshe Kronos changed their name. Rabbeinu Chananel calls them who? Shochnei Medinos, who don't have mumchin, they don't have smicha. Therefore, we institute the three. What in the world is Rabbeinu Chananel talking about? So Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat is so diametrically opposed to what we learn pshat according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Yoshe Kronos was was a problem. Yoshve Kronos was that Nebuch, we'd love to have you keep one, but we got Yoshve Kronos who don't know anything. Kodu ben Chananel, Yoshve Kronos, don't really mean Yoshve Kronos like we think, Shochet Medina, it means Pasha the guys who don't have what, Rabbi say? Who don't have smicha. The need for upping it up from 1 to 3 was because we don't have so many smuchim floating around. But wait a second. What do you need smuchim for? Did Rav Achmed Avika say chadami kosher? What did Ben Chanan learn? It has to be a what? It's got to be a smuch. Where did the Rambam get it from? Right now it's Ben Chanan. The Rav Chanan and the Rambam learned that's exactly what the Gemara said. With the Raisa chadami kosher, but for us to put that into practice, it's too hard because the Yeshua Kronik, there are places which is not going to be able to find smuchim. So you know what Chazal did? They came up with a great idea. Instead of searching around town for one samuch, we're going to change the din deraisa, we're going to change the din deraisa on two levels. We're going to remove the requirement of samuch, but by doing so, we're also going to what? We're going to up the ante up to 3. We're going to change the tzuras bezim minatar. Minatar, the tzura bezim for hadas and avos is one samuch. One Moshe Rabbeinu is good enough. You can't find him. Okay, we won't let you take one Tom. We'll let you take one Tom, Dick, and Harry. 3 guys, and that's good.
But what do you accomplish it? What's the mechanism that the 3 are accomplishing that replaces the one Sama?
So that's the Gemara's question. What are you gaining by having 3? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's saying, at least you'll get a Gomer in there. Unless the odds are not a Samuch. I didn't say Samuch. You get someone who knows something. So you're right, Minat Torah, you accomplished nothing. Because Minat Torah, if you don't have a Sabbath, it's gone, it's Dvar B'Teilim. But with the Rabbanah, they already have Kibbeis, if they had to do it with Smicha. What do you do? No one has Smicha anymore. The Yoshe Kronos, nobody has Smicha. So,
only
one, of course, one. Yeah, right, Mammonos.
I mean, nothing that could
lead. Nothing's being a fascist. No one, it's Mammonos. Right now it's Mammonos. Right now it's Mammonos. Get to the guy. So comes with Ben Chananel, and by extension, the Rambam says, there's a two-part takana here. According to Rashi, Rashi never heard of any of this. Rashi says, the takana was very simple. It should have been one regular guy. We'd make it 3 regular guys and hope for the best. According to Rashi, nothing changed in terms of quality of dayanim. It was one regular, and now it's 3 regulars. According to Ben Chanan and the Rambam, it's a radically different bezdin now. Minatar, it's one samuch. Midraban, it's 3 regular guys. What are you getting 3 regular guys? What's better than 3 regular guys than one regular guy? The Teretz is, you have one regular guy, he may not know anything. You have 3 regular guys, then you have a fighting chance to know something. Will it be a samuch or is that going to be a samuch? The Gemara never says it's going to be a samuch. Rashi said that Rashi was the one who stuck in that Yevsha the lace with Chad the Gomir. Rabbi Chananel says that Chad the Gomir is possible anyway, but he's better than nothing. So it's better to have one of the 3 is going to know something than have one who's going to know nothing. That's what the Gemara said. Yevsha like Chad the Gomir. Gemara says, yeah, you'll be okay. If you have 3,
no,
somebody's going to be Gomer enough.
If you
go for 3, if we tell you to look for 3, then you have a chance of one of them. Instead of giving everyone bechinas, you could assume if you have 3 guys sitting on the Torah,
we're
what's somebody know?
We're not even qualifying these people.
That's right. We're saying that they know a little bit also. Now, maybe I think Ari's bothered with the Yad Ramah. You'll think of the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is a Gevaldik of Pshat. Yad Ramah is the cure of Pshat. Yad Ramah says, oh, if you get the one Gomer in there, you know what he's going to do? Before he starts the Torah, you know what he's going to do? He's going to give a shekhvali on Huchas Malvaloyva. He's going to teach the other two dayanim to become Gemiri. Wow, that's like a very optimistic shot.
He's not on the dot before, right, where it says, find one samuch and then he'll give smicha.
Well, that's giving smicha. Yeah, these are not even smuchim. These are just, right, that's true. But here we're talking about, according to Yad Ramah, it's a wild shot, Yad Ramah. That the Gemara never said, you can have one gomer and 2 amaratim. The hope and prayer is that the one gomer is going to teach the two amaratim. Otherwise,
maybe the answer to Ari's question that,
Right, that's the question. So what are you gaining by those 12 guys?
To make a hecker from the original.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. But one thing is clear from the Rambam. The Rambam is clearly Rabbi Chanan. There's not a shail about it. That the Rambam got the idea of requiring that one guy to be a samuch. Right, took the mamash out of Rabbi Chanan. Literally out of Rabbi Chanan's shot. So Rabbi Isai, I want to backpedal now, putting the Rambam now aside for a moment. Let's go back to conventionalism.
So the Rambam talking Lamaisa?
Yeah, the Rambam. No, the Rambam says Lamaisa. The Rambam says that the original Din Deraisa was one Samuch. The Din now in Tavshin Gimel is that three regular guys hoping and praying that one of them knows something. But I want to backpedal for a second to conventionalism. Putting aside the Rambam for a moment. Back to conventionalism, Rashi's Pshat, the simple Pshat in the Gemara. That we are about to sanction a Beis Din that's made up of three people. Three guys, we have no reason to believe for certain that any one of them being so great, but the overwhelming odds are one of them is. I mean, you have something like the Chad the Gomer. He knows something. He knows enough to be kosher. What do we think the other two guys know? Nothing. So I have a Beis Din of three people sitting. They're deliberating. They're talking together. One of them got a 66 on the Bechina, so he's kosher. The other guy's got 30s and 20s. So they're puzzled. I have a Beis Din of three people. One is qualified and two unqualified. Does that raise an alarm for us? Remember what the Din Deraisa was. The Din Deraisa, according to Rashi, was that all you needed was one. He didn't have to be so great. He didn't need tzmichi. He had to get a 66. He had to pass a D plus. That's it. He didn't have to play. I don't know why you see minus. I forgot where the color point the person getting credit is. If I would have had one guy who doesn't really know all that much, but a little bit, he passes the test, Mikoshi, the Dinto would have been okay. You stick two guys with him who are Psulim Lagamre, because they're Tolam Aratzim, and that's fine, that's okay. Everything's okay, Dori. Then we got a problem. Remember that Pasuk? Apishnai Eidim, Ushlosh Eidim? What did the Gemara say? Beseches Makas? If you have three Eidim come together, two of them are kosher, and one of them is a bank robber. One of them is a relative. What happens to the Kad of Eidim? Like dust in the wind, they're gone. Nim to Echim and Eidim Karav Apostle, the entire Kad is thrown out. Comes the Mishlam Melech, Me'atzmo, and raises the following Shiloh. That din of Nim to Echim and Eidim Karav Apostle that disqualifies the Ksheirim, is that applied to the Yonam or not? Now, it's a very loaded question because many of the Psuli Eidim do carry up the Yonam. Say, the Moshe, Eidim can't be Rishayim, Dayanim can't be Rishayim. Eidim can't be Krovim, Dayanim can't be Krovim. Eidim can't be Ketanim, Dayanim can't be Ketanim. Eidim can't have Vimtech Karv Apostle. Should I finish the sentence? Or not? Mishnah's not sure. He doesn't know whether that din of Vimtech Karv Apostle is a Apostle by Dayanim. He raised the Shiloh. Tzorchi, and he's not sure what the din is. Comes to Ketos and says, that's exactly what the din is. I answer head, and I give him a help. That's exactly what's happening right here. You're sitting down with the following Beis Din. Three guys sitting here. Two guys know absolutely nothing. One guy's the Koshi meets the criteria of being a Chad Gomer, and that Din Torah is kosher. According to Rashi, it's good to not Torah, that Din Torah. Because according to Rashi, you never needed a Samuch. The only reason why we asked the three in the first place is to make sure Chutz we get a Gomer. But Rabbi Yisai says the Ktsois, by getting in the one Gomer together with the two non-Gomers, you just created an Imtech Karv Apostle scenario. Zepin, what do you see from here, says the Ktsos? There's no psul in this Karv Apostle by Dayanim. There's a Chiddush at Tabe Eidim, Ein Lanu El Chiddusha. We do not extend this to Dayanim. That's the Rai of the Ktsois. Now, a lot of people who learned this Gemara before, nobody thought of this, at least in print, before the Ktsois came along in the 1800s, and he said, guess what? This Gemara, this line, the Gemara, the Ktsos read every single line, every single nuance, he made every Cheshvin, and says, oh, Zaman, you see from here, that there's no Psalm in the Tzachar of Apostle. Oh, okay. So everybody said, we have to do something very strange now. We have to analyze and evaluate in Lumdus what the nature of an Amma Aretz is. Okay, catch this one. It's going to be a Lumdus or Chakir about an Amma Aretz. The Gemara here says that Amma Aretz should not be judging cases, right? As I state in the Gemara. That's the whole, according to Rashi, that was the whole purpose of the Takana. Yoshri Kronos, we don't want to have Islam Yoshri Kronos, so therefore, we up the number to three, hoping in best we'll get somebody in there who knows something. Why is Amma Aretz possible to be a Dayan? Take a look at Rashi. Very, very careful, Rashi. Rashi says, in the last of the thin line, in Rashi, Gzeir Mishum Yoshri Kronos. That's why they said, one. We don't want to risk having one Dayan, even though Minotaur is good enough, because Gezeirah, we're going to end up with the Amma Aretz, Yoshri Kronos. Tagorin She'en Bekiyin B'Tivdinin, They may be businessmen, Tagoran. They know the business side of the case, but they don't know the halachas. V'yazakeh es achayev, v'yachayev es azakeh. What did Rashi just say? Rashi said a loaded statement. Rashi said, you know why you can't have an amarit to judge a case? You know why? Why? Because he's going to make a mistake. The odds are he's going to goof. If he doesn't know anything, he's probably not going to get it right. What if, by some stroke of luck, he got it right? The amarit, he never heard of Moed Vix, never heard of anything, but he was mechavim to the Ketoris in the Mishnah. He got it right. It happens, could happen. What does Rashi sound like? Do you know where it's not a psul? Where is the Vedaber Shem Mashalim? Vi state that Amoritz is possible to be a dying. This Gemara that says it, Yoshua Kod is a psul. Says Rashi, it's not a psul. It's just a technicality. If Rashi is right, then we can be Doichad Iktsois is Raya. Li'oilam, there is a din of Nimtecher, Minad Dayonim Krom Psul. If one of the Dayonim turns out to be a cousin, turns out to be a Michal Shabbat, to be a Ganav, you better believe that Din Torah is going to be Botlam, Mavutlam, and Atari, if they start all over again. That Din Torah is not worth a penny. If one of the Dayanim apostle, and Amoritz is not apostle. Amoritz is a technical quirk, and he can't judge. If he doesn't know the Din, how can he judge the case? So you can't say Nimtza Echad Kurv apostle on Amoritz. That's the Pshat in Rashi. But there's some Yishayim who disagree with Rashi. Some Yishayim say, no. And Amoritz is apostle. I don't care whether he happens to make stroke of luck, gets the choice right. He is puzzled.
In this case, we're talking about this basin of one guy who knows a little bit, and the other guy who knows nothing. So there's one of two ways that they became the basin. Either they compelled the Balaidin to appear before them, or the Balaidin accepted them.
Well, the Balaidin accepted is a whole different ballgame. That's a whole other, so that's the third part. Anyway, the third part.
I can't imagine that anybody does anybody say that these three guys can force the Balaidin to appear before them?
Let's say this is the functioning basin of death. This is the basin. Is it? Yeah. If they're the functioning basin.
They each get a vote.
Yeah. That's why the Ramas was very scared. The Ramas said the Talmud Chacham better convince the other guys what the din is. Right. It's a very, very frightening prospect of a basin. So Rashi says that the other two guys are not there. According to Rashi, we are hoping and praying that the one guy who knows something is going to be mashpi on the other two. It's a risky venture. But Rabbi say, is there something more than Rashi? So there are some Rishonim who say, someone who's an Amoritz can't be a dying. Shaykh be a dying. It's possible to be a dying. Not because he doesn't know if he make a mistake. One of the credentials of being a dying is you have to know that's the job of a dying. So yeah, I give the following mashal. If you didn't go to medical school, why can't you do surgery? Why not? Because you don't know what you're doing. That's part of the definition of to have a certain title. So to be a doctor, you have to know the ABCs of medicine. You want to be a lawyer, you got to know a little bit about law. You want to be an accountant, you got to know. You want to be a doctor, you got to know dinim. If you don't know dinim, so of course you're apostle. I don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu to tell me that you're apostle. Islam only cross Svaru, of course you can't be a doctor. An aide, you don't have to be smart to be an aide. An aide's job is not to give his strict terms. An aide's job is to report what he saw. So, if he's a Russian terrorist, he's not police. He's a post, he's a korb, he's a cop. Okay, there are certain psulim. But a dayan, his very job requires of him to know dinim. If he doesn't know dinim, so what's why dayan is there? So, if you don't sit like Rashi, if you sit like this other pshat, another bishayim say, so the chor the ketos is raya is a good raya. Can we possibly deflect the ketos is raya, even according to non-Rashi people? Let's take a look at the Gemara Maseches Makos. Famous Gemara, we spoke about this Gemara on many, many different occasions, in the mornings and in the night times. This Gemara keeps on coming back. And Avavam et al. Maseches Makos. In the Sugi of Nimtze Echem and Eidim, Karv Apostle, the Gemara is one of the strangest questions on Avavam et al. The Gemara asks the question, Omle Apopel Abaye, it's the first one on his boss, but halfway through the page, Omle Apopel Abaye, let me at the Horg Yatzil. Let the victim be the apostle. And then the Gemara says, and let the murderer be the apostle. And the Gemara pilples. Finally, the Gemara says, Kiyaskam derava, yokum dar b'kai b'davakos b'davar. No, the murderer and the victim are not aiding to apostle the rest, because b'kai me davarakos b'davar. What in the world does that phrase mean? It's machlek is Taisin deriving. Taisus learns, only an aid who comes to bathe then apostles the other aid, not an aid who saw it and then got killed in the process. The Raivid, the Rosh calls the Raivid and says no. Mekami Davarkos Bidavar means only someone who is an aid puzzles the other aidim. If you're not an aid altogether, you don't register. You don't count. An aid puzzle infects the other aidim. If you have two aidim and a monkey walk at the base and the monkey doesn't pass the other two aidim, he's not an aid b'chol. Says the Raivid, two aidim and a baldover walk at the base, but the baldover is a commander leisa. Basically, doesn't listen to a baldover. Baldover is not even wearing the hat of an aid puzzle. He's not an aid b'chol. I always give the mushroom from Rav Chaim in the Yesrib. I think I gave you mushroom a few weeks ago in Kol Boker. That the Yesrib Chaim once, how come it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that a grafted Yesrib is possible? Yesrib Amorch. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that it's possible. All the Pesukim say it's possible, that Torah is possible. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that it's possible. You know what Rav Chaim said? It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that an apple is possible either. He says, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to take an Yesrib. He says, if it's a Murkab, it's a half a lemon, it's not an Yesrib. He said, if you have an eser with a hole in it, that's an eser got puzzle. You have a half lemon, half eser, there's nishkei eser. You don't need the Shulchan Aruch to tell me that a banana is puzzle. So Shulchan Aruch says, you have to take an eser. So too, the halacha says, you have to be an aid. If you're not an aid, so you don't register. You don't puzzle the other aid. This halacha, according to the non-Rashi people, that an Amorit is supposed to be a dayan, he's not a dayan puzzle. You know what he is? He's not a dayan. If you have a doctor, he went to medical school, he passed his board and everything, but he's not such a great doctor. So you'd say, don't go to him, he's not such a good doctor. A guy who has extent of medical knowledge, is ninth grade biology, it's not that he's a bad doctor, he's not a doctor. If you're a dayan, you're sitting on a basin, you never heard of a country like Corona, never heard of the mixus, you never heard of Migo. So what do you know? So you don't know anything about Dine Torah, you're Nishkin dayan. So the Ktzais wanted to bring a riot from the two Amaratim who should have infected the dying Kosher and ruined it for him. Oh, you see from here, says the Ktzais, there's no din altogether. No. Of course there's a din. If you'd have five Dayanim, three of them are Kosher, two Mechal Shabbos, it would ruin the entire Beis would be possible in the Torah. Avada, there's a din of Nimtzeh Chayim Kovah Possel by Dayanim as well. But this Amaretz doesn't fall into that category because the Amaretz is not a dying Possel, it's a non-dying altogether. Yeah, but that's right. But Minat Torah, they're nothing. With the Rabban and Nebuch, we got to let them do it because we have no choice. Because we got to get, it's an upper chance of getting a Chad Kosher. But they're not really Dayan. You can't be a Dayan if you don't know anything. You're not a Dayan. Chazal said, use them anyway because we hope for the best. There'll be one Kosher in there. But to say they're going to pass the one Kosher, it doesn't exist. It's not true.
For them, two out of three.
No, so that's the technical question that you're asking. Is that we're still saying to Hillam that the dying kosher is going to be the one to outsmart the other one's going to convince them that he's right. That's everyone agrees to that. But the tzayis and the Mishnah Melech are talking about from a halachic technical point of view. Why do you say nimtzeh karav apostle? So we have three different answers as to make sense of Sadhan and of Gimel. It's clear as day from the Gemara according to Rashi. You have three people sitting on the din Torah. Two of them are not worth a penny. And the one guy is a half-baked, he got the C-plus on the Bechina. And that's okay. We're okay with that Din Torah. How are we okay with that Din Torah? Two of the Dayanim Apostle, so the Mishnah Melech, and the Ketos will tell you, you see from here, there's no Din of Nimtzeh Karav Apostle by Dayanim. And others will say, no, according to Rashi, he's not Apostle. He's just technicality. And the other extreme will say, he's not Apostle because he's worse than Apostle. So it's Mechatz L'Katz, you choose what he is. Either he's so Apostle that he's not even a Dayan, or he's not puzzle at all, it's just a technical glitch. The last place we want this Dayan Amaretz to be is right smack in the middle, to be a Dayan puzzle. So that was the Ketzais' Raya, and everyone in Akotz L'Akotz disagrees with the Ketzais. Anyway, so just a couple little those the Shirayim of last week's Shia, we ended the Sugya from the next week, we'll try to begin